Would your life today be a living sermon demonstrating to neighbors, colleagues, and the next generation that God keeps his word and alone is Lord? Or would spiritual blindness keep you from being an example of faith and hope? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so glad that you are here today. I hope you are having a great day. You're probably driving into work and you're got your hot cup of coffee and you're getting into the Word of God. And so that is encouraging to me. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. Also, if you are a financial partner with FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much. It really does help us keep the lights on, keep these programs coming out, our Washington Defender Daily Devotions, and so, so much more. Well, today is Old Testament Tuesday, and so we like to go through the Old Testament because, remember, we're changing our hearts so that we can change the public square. Now, I've been asked, why the Old Testament? Well, I think oftentimes in our culture today, we don't go back and read the minor prophets, the major prophets. We don't go read the old stories of old, but they are our older brothers screaming out to us, the Jewish people, hey, God loves us so very much. And yet we walked in disobedience in so many ways. Don't do the same thing. And so I want to encourage you to learn from this today. We're going to read Ezekiel chapter 12, and it is quite a few verses, but we'll make it through. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, live in the midst of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see, but do not see, ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious people or a rebellious house. We need to learn from Israel right here. Do we have eyes to see, but don't see stuff? Ears to hear, but don't hear stuff? We know in the last days that people are going to want their ears tickled. God wants us attentive to his word and to what he is speaking to us and through us and around us to shape us. So that's going to be one of my prayers for you today, is that God would open up your eyes so that you can see. He goes on to say, therefore, son of man, prepare for yourself baggage for exile and go into exile by day in their sight, even go into exile from your place to another place in their sight. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. Did you notice that? The second time, they are a rebellious house. I know a lot of anti-Semitic behavior is happening in our culture today, saying, well, how can we support Israel? They are so rebellious. Well, God actually says they will be rebellious. Now, you may be wondering, in this set of verses, I thought, you know, Ezekiel was already in Babylon, that he was already in exile. And I want to remind you, you're correct. That is right. I want to remind you, though, that Ezekiel is the illustrated sermon. And God's like, hey, I want to show you. You're prophesying. You're speaking on my behalf. And I want them to know, and perhaps from your object lesson, they're going to know that I am God. Bring your baggage out by day in their sight as baggage for exile. Then you will go out at evening in their sight as those going into exile. He says, show them, illustrate for them, give them a visual for this. Dig a hole through the wall in their sight and go out through it. Load the baggage on your shoulder in their sight and carry it out in the darkness. You shall cover your face so that you cannot see the land, for I have set you as a sign to the house of Israel. So we know that Ezekiel was assigned to the house of Israel. And I do wonder, are we signs to our people today? Are we a living sign, a living billboard to those around us today? Are we an example, an illustrated sermon, you might say, to those around us today? That public square so needs the gospel message. I did so as I had been commanded. So Ezekiel obeyed. By day, I brought out my baggage like the baggage of an exile. Then in the evening, I dug through the wall with my hands. I went out in the dark and carried the baggage on my shoulder in their sight. Could you imagine what nut job they thought Ezekiel probably was? Yeah, it was God's grace and mercy calling out to his people, know that I am the Lord your God. In the morning, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, third time, the rebellious house, said to you, what are you doing? So they're seeing this odd behavior of Ezekiel and his luggage, you know, and his digging through this hole in the wall. He says, say to them, thus saith the Lord God, this burden concerns the prince of Jerusalem, as well as the house of Israel who are in it. Say, I am assigned to you. As I have done, so it will be done to them. They will go into exile, into captivity. So he says, hey, I'm a sign. I'm a sign to them. And as this sign, know that this is what's going to happen to you in Jerusalem. The prince who is among them will load his baggage on his shoulders in the dark. So he's given us an understanding and go out. He's prophesying about what will take place. They will dig a hole through the wall to bring it out. He will cover his face so that he cannot see the land with his eyes. I will also spread my net over him, and he will be caught in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon in the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, though he will die there. Now, history tells us that this prince, this king of in Jerusalem, actually goes out and has his eyes, I think they were plucked out or he went blind or something like that. And so Ezekiel had predicted that because God had spoken to them. And this is exactly what took place. I will scatter to every wind all who are around him, his helpers, and all his troops, and I will draw out a sword after them. So they will know that I am the Lord when I scatter them among the nations and spread them among the countries. That last part, so they will know that I am the Lord. He's giving the outcome statement. He says, okay, Ezekiel, be the living example for me. Be an example of what is going to take place in Jerusalem, that they're going to dig a hole. They're going to come out. This prince is going to come out, going to be blinded or his eyesight not being able to see. And the outcome statement, so they will know that I am the Lord. That is one of the most repeated themes in the book of Ezekiel, so that they will know that I am the Lord. What does God need to, how does God want to use you so that others will know that God is God, that he is Lord? The next thing is to notice this, when I scatter them among the nations and spread them among the countries, that took place. That literally took place until 1948. And when the Jews came back into their land, they were scattered. Now, there was always a remnant that was there, but we know that did take place. But I will spare a few of them from the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. This is what I'm alluding to, that they may tell all the abominations among the nations where they go, and may know that I am the Lord. Second time, I am the Lord. Rebellious, rebellious, rebellious. Why am I doing all this stuff? So that they may know that I am the Lord. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, eat your bread with trembling and drink your water with quivering and anxiety. Then say to the people of the land, thus saith the Lord God, concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem in the land of Israel. They will eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with horror. Why? Because their land will be stripped of its fullness on the account of the violence of all who live in it. The inhabited cities will be laid waste, and the land will be a desolation. So you will know that I am the Lord. Another outcome statement. What does God need to do in you and through you today so that others may know that he is the Lord? Think about that for a moment. Maybe you're wondering, is the Lord the Lord? Let me tell you something. He is the Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Don't make him send you to exile so that you get this picture. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, what is the proverb you people have concerning the land of Israel, saying, the days are long and every vision fails? Therefore say to them, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb cease, so that they will no longer use it as a proverb in Israel, but tell them the days draw near, as well as the fulfillment of every vision. For there will no longer be any false vision or flattering divination within the house of Israel. Think through this. You know, I know this is very important to you because you're tuning in today. Think through the very fact that we can't be a rebellious people. We need to learn from our older brother. We need to learn from the Jewish nation of Israel and listen to the words of God, that there would be no false visions or flattering divination. Think through that. For I, the Lord, will speak, and whatever word I speak will be performed. God's going to speak. It's spoken in his word. It will no longer be delayed, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word and perform it, declares the Lord. Now, I love this because he says, I, the Lord, will speak, and whatever words I speak will be performed. God is faithful to his word. He is faithful to the word he gave to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Israel. He's faithful to the word he gave to Moses, to David. He's faithful to the word that he gave to Saul and all the rest. He is faithful to his word. Furthermore, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is saying, the visions that he sees is for many years from now, and he prophesies of times far off. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, thus says the Lord, none of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be performed, declares the Lord. So, interesting chapter. I hope you got something out of it. And remember the first set of verses, that they have eyes to see, but do not see. They have ears to hear, but do not hear. Remember the living example or sign. And what's our application today? God does what he says he will do. He's faithful to his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, God. I'm thankful that you do what you say you'll do. God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and do those things that you have shown to us. Let us be a sign to those around us today. Go before us in all things. Open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast, those filled with anxiety and fear, and let us be bold enough to proclaim the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus Christ today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard